Everybody, welcome back to Booty in the Bible Belt. This is Pierce.
And this is Bells.
Today's episode is chaotic. Is that a good word?
It's a rough-in.
Yeah.
It's a doozy.
It's a trampoline. We bounce around a lot. So we both worked full shifts today.
Mm-hmm. I was on my feet. I think I sat down twice. One time was to pee.
Yep.
Doesn't really count because it was towards the end of my shift.
So yeah, there was a lot of derailed thoughts and mixed topics, but you know what? Nobody's perfect. We definitely hit on some very important things that we needed to say and kind of touched on some topics that we will expand on later. And I think this episode really kind of is chaotic and...
kind of like a sit down and fucking chill time. Y'all are just sitting here chilling. We're just chilling, talking, yeah. And the stuff we're talking about, we feel like is kind of maybe important or someone might want to hear it.
I definitely feel like it was an intimate conversation. Like, it was definitely real. There was no planning. There was no anything. We were making notes as we went along and just kind of making shit up.
Yeah.
So.
I like how my notes are red and I have angry circled and it says angry. I circled it. The angry face beside.
Yep.
I had to remind myself how angry I was. Anyways, I'm sorry. Continue.
So we have a couple things that we want to announce. One, we have secured bootyinthebiblebelt.com as the web address for the show.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That fucking hit me when I the other day was like, what's the best link to send to my friend? And I was like, this one.
Yep.
Our website.
Right. So I don't really know shit about a website. So there's still a lot I got to figure out, like how to make individual links directly to, like, so bootyinthebiblebelt.com/show episode. Yeah, but I'm excited about it. So that's super good. And then awesome. There was another, we got another email from Buzzsprout that was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to tell it?
Please.
Okay. Well, the email said that we hit 1,000 downloads.
Yes.
Which means our podcast has been downloaded and listened to over 1,000 times.
Which is so great because...
My voice is annoying as shit.
Not at all. There was not too long ago, there was... I think it was only like maybe August. I got to pull it up real quick.
It's like 100 or something.
It was like 250.
Wow. And we take a lot of breaks because life has really been fucking kicking us in the fucking ass.
No, okay, so it was 500 February 3rd. We hit 500 plays. So between February and now, and it took us probably a year to get 500 plays.
And that's with us, like, I haven't really done like what, 10, 12?
Right.
Episodes with a lot of space in between just because we're just doing this the way that we're able to do it.
Yeah.
And trying to get better at it because people apparently like it.
Beginning of August, we hit 750. And now the beginning of November, we've hit 1,000. So
that's
we're seeing some exponential growth, which is very exciting. And
I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Okay. Sorry.
So excited. But yeah, definitely go check out the post. Bell's made a cute little post about it. And we would love some interaction. Tell Bell's how much you appreciate all of the work that she puts into our social media. Because she handles most of it. Because I tend to go on tirades and
don't do it well,
do offensive things.
Trying to do better. Getting advice from my cousin. You post on Instagram during the night. Other places during the day.
Right. It's weird, man. Social media is such a weird little ecosystem.
I only have Instagram and Snapchat, and like I don't even like know how to work it half the time. I used to be so savvy that I said, fuck social media.
Right.
So happy. Except I'm still sucked in it. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, it's terrible. But so, oh yeah, I guess we should tell you where on Instagram we are. It's Instagram at Booty in the Bible Belt.
Booty in the Bible Belt.
Booty in the Bible, Bible Belt. Belt. Damn. All one word. Just type it in there at Booty in the Bible Belt. And then we're there. You'll find us.
Hopefully you're not shadow banned and it will pop up.
Yeah, yeah, we've been dealing with some shadow ban stuff because...
I don't know, it's pretty, no, it's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, fuck the gram.
Yeah, but you can also email us at bootyitbb@gmail.com.
That's the one.
So, bootyitbb@gmail.com.
And you can tell us fun things about your life or weird sex stories or fun sex stories or a cool time somebody asked you for consent in a unique way.
Ooh.
That'd be cool. I'd love to hear that story. Tell me about the most interesting way someone has asked or engaged you in a consent conversation. That'd be super dope. Mm. I'd love to hear that.
I wonder if I'm trying to get some more people from the disabled community too to try and to educate us more on what, like, you know, what we need to know about how things like are different for them. And I'm so happy that Ryan got on a show and got to give us a taste of that.
Yeah, we need to follow up with Alex. Go ask Alex.
We do.
Because she was into the idea.
Yeah. That's fabulous. Yeah. If you have a platform, like, I mean, we're willing to, you know, raise funds and, like, I mean, try and compensate you for your time. Like, we're trying to do this also, this thing that, you know, it's when we ask for donations or to give money to people, and you're so at the point where it's like, what do I give? It's like 50 cents. Am I an asshole? A dollar too much is like 30 too much. That's too much for my wallet. And then you just struggle with it and then you just don't do it. So it's like, fucking buy them a coffee, buy them a drink. Buy them a glass of wine, whatever, like $4 to $6.
Yep.
If you want to send more, fucking awesome. But it's either going to be like their Venmo or we're also linking to like their favorite charity.
Yep.
I have not made a post yet, but I will make a post about it for Corey's episode. His charity, and, you know, maybe, you know, buying him a cup of coffee or two. And then we posted Ryan's. Hers is to help Miss Wheelchair Virginia traveling, because, you know, part of her role as Miss Wheelchair Virginia is to travel, to use her own time and gas and resources to go and do these amazing things. And it's something that we want to support, and supporting the other people too. So,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, check all those out. The links are in the show notes for each page. You can find all of those at bootyinthebiblebelt.com. Mm-hmm. That's our website. We own that website.
That's so exciting.
Okay, on to the super weird, chaotic trampoline of a show, jumping back and forth between topics. I swear to God, it sounds chaotic, but there's some little golden nuggets in there. So.
I really hope it doesn't stress you out, because this is just a day in the life.
But it's a good one. All right, enjoy the show, folks.
When I started Wellbutrin, I felt like I could do jumping jacks.
Yeah. How long have you been on that now?
I think since like December, maybe?
Okay. It's almost a year.
Well, yeah. Because I think it was like right after I got out of the hospital, because I don't think I was taking it when I was in the hospital, but they like completely changed all my medication. So.
Right, right. Yeah, you definitely went through a lot of changes then.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like it's, has it been helping you? I've heard a lot of people recently talk about the benefits of Wellbutrin.
I actually had a little circle, little smoke break circle with my coworkers today and talked about that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of the doctors I work for, the one that owns the hospital, actually, he is on Wellbutrin, and he swears that it saved his life. And then I have another coworker that actually is not on Wellbutrin, but they're on Lexapro, and they fucking hate it, and they're struggling, and it's awful. And I feel that, because Lexapro just... Lexapro just made me fucking barf.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you don't need any more of that.
Nope. I can't take anything that's like serotonin based ish. or whatever, because of the most of your... Fun fact, most of your serotonin pumps in the body are actually throughout your GI tract.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I talked to a biochemist major the other day. We were talking about that and how nifty it was. That was my phone. It's fine.
Bioscience?
She said she was a biochemistry major.
That makes me so nostalgic for... Did I ever tell you about the couple that wanted to take me to the island?
Yes. I don't know how it relates to biochemistry.
Oh, it does, because she studied ice in space.
Ice in space. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of episodes ago.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first few, I think.
I don't even think I talked about this person, though.
I remember Ice in Space on the show.
Oh, really?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I know we talked about, I mentioned Amazon once or twice, but...
Our episodes are so fucking far apart half the time. Like, I can't remember what we recorded.
This is true. Is there my alarm's going off again. What is happening? Oh, I don't know where my phone is.
So, it fell on the ground, I think.
Oh.
So, for anybody who tuned in...
This is
a hella scatterbrained episode. I just got off work a couple hours ago, and then we just decided to get together, and then we were talking, and then Bells was just like, why aren't we recording this? Yeah. So I went out and got the mics out of the car, and here we are.
Hell yeah.
So.
I have a notebook. I've been taking ideas of things I want to talk about.
We both had long days, and now we're trying to process everything.
This is true. I really wish I could take my long day and... not to have to work all day and run around for fucking 9 hours. I wish I could just do this.
Yeah, that'd be great. One day, maybe.
One day, maybe. Maybe a long time from now, but maybe not.
So what we were talking about specifically, I guess kind of just, it walks into the conversation, or the show that I've been wanting to do for a couple of days now, or I guess a couple of weeks, I don't know. How long has it been? How... to adapt love languages through, like during separation and isolation. Because I know that's specifically, we were talking about my, you know, love language being touch and like physical connection. And that's when you said, grab the mic. So if you want to go ahead and talk about that, we can, if we don't have to talk about all of them, we can kind of, we could break it into a couple episodes or something.
Word. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, so what I was saying is, so like my primary love language is physical touch. I did not get much from partners like early in my romantic life expressions, whatever we want to call it. So, and always having a lot of like body issues, being overweight and stuff like that, I've always like relished every like kind of romantic physical touch. And I mean, even sometimes not even romantic, just like going and like being like, I need to be touched. I'm going to go get a massage and just doing that. So,
it sounds so nice.
Right. Yeah. So one of the things that works really well for me, kind of adapting, is just even having my partners say like, I wish I could come cuddle with you. I wish I could touch you. I wish I could scratch your beard. You know, like, because I love to have my beard scratched. It just feels so nice. Being bald as fuck, it's the same thing as having your hair played with. So, anybody with hair can basically, it's the same feeling. Just that little scruffly scruff. Like,
I don't like that. I mean, it looks great on you, but I don't like that when that's on my face. Like, touching me, scratching me like sandpaper.
Mine's it's soft.
Oh.
I think it's soft.
It's not bad.
I didn't oil it today.
It's not bad. It's like medium.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like, you know, like those doodle dogs?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like like the wiry looking ones.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
I'm fine with it. You can rub my belly instead. I'll lay on my back and throw my arms and legs up in the air and just scratch my belly.
I love when someone just like scratches my arm or like,
yep.
My dad used to do this thing when I was little. I would like kind of lay my head like in his lap, and he would like trace like the shape of my face, like down my nose and like across my forehead and down my cheeks.
That with like a paper towel or like a corner of a tissue or something. It's like, it's so intense.
God damn it, Gary.
Gary, I think Gary needs to see a GI specialist.
Oh, he has kidney, IBS, IBD. I don't. I there's so many poop samples and nothing's wrong with him. He's just disgusting. I had to chase him down with anti-diarrheal medicine. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I heard the scratching. That's what I was referring to.
I know.
I was like, what the fudge is Mandy doing in the kitchen?
No, I'm like, yeah. Sorry.
But yeah. So like that was always the thing for me is like having the corner of a tissue or something because it's so soft and fine. And it like tickles all the little tiny little hairs and it's so nice, but it's also so intense. It makes you like vibrate like, or it does to me. I don't know, but I fucking love that shit.
So whenever, and like, I described this feeling to someone one time and they were like, what? So whenever something like to me, like feels really good or like something makes me feel nice, I get like this, it's like a, it's kind of how you said you vibrate. It's kind of like I feel kind of vibrating, but like I feel it starting in my head, and it's like it spreads throughout my body.
Like when the shower first hits you and kind of trickles down.
But like slowly, but like imagine like sparkles, like vibrating sparkles.
Interesting. But so like, you just turn into Edward Cullen.
No. Like, I mean, hey, no shade. I read that in high school. I fucking read all of them and then moved on with my life. And then some people did not. Anyway.
It's true.
But yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like spreads and it's like warmth or just, and it spreads through. And then like, it's almost like when you get goosebumps and your hair stands up. But it's,
yeah.
Like, I also have like this warm, invisible blanket feeling that covers my whole body
too. Nice. And what triggers that?
Like good feelings or like if, like, if someone was to, like, trace my face or my arm or something, or, like, play with my hair, like, anytime someone washes my hair or plays with my hair, like, I'm instantly, like...
Yeah. Well, like I was saying the other day, and you laughed at me, how, for lack of a better term, desperate I am for it at this point, like, watching, like, ASMR videos of, like, haircuts and, like... you know, fake tailoring and fake doctor visits and stuff like that. But just like,
I didn't know you were doing that.
No, I told you about it. You laughed at it.
Yeah, I knew you were looking up ASMR videos. I didn't know you were looking up doctor visit videos.
Well, I mean, just like anything. Like, I mean, you know, YouTube, like watch this one next. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. And that one? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Totally went down a YouTube hole of just watching people be touched and just like, imagining that, like, here, like, close my eyes and just hear, like, this, you know, the sound of skin on, like, fingertips rubbing or like, feeling the fabric rustling and stuff like that. And just close my eyes, just be like, oh my God, yes, yes, that's me. That's me. I'm feeling that right now. Just trying to, like, embody the sensations. Because, like, I mean, pretty much all my pals are out of town or we haven't been able to see each other much because of the COVIDs. And it sucks. I'm, I feel like I'm walking around a grocery store looking at all the things that would be delicious and haven't eaten in 6 months and like don't have a dime to my name.
Shit.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, I thought you were literally saying, literally like in the grocery store, like,
no, like
starving, like, oh, I have 10 cents.
Right. No, that's the kind of sensation. Like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm surrounded by all this stuff. Like I have my partners, but I can't see, touch, do, be with any of them because of social distancing or like, you know, I don't want to put them at risk since I work with the public and it sucks.
I want to hug and cuddle my friends so bad.
Right?
That's like, we need to all go quarantine on an island for like a month or something and then just get together and just have our big quarantine Hey Arnold townhouse, which has been my fucking dream. I want like everyone to like have their own rooms and apartments, but then we all come to like together for family dinner. Like,
right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be super beautiful.
That'd be nice for me. Like, you can still have your own space and basically like...
Well, I know Ryan and I have talked like a bajillion times about just buying a big plot of land out where she grew up and just starting a commune.
The reservation.
Yeah, just mean, yeah, I think white
edit
people.
That out. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to. I'm just trying to make myself an idiot. Anyway,
it's all right. We'll address
plantation.
That.
I was thinking of like think.
Nope, we don't want that either.
What?
Commune. Oh, I think commune is the safest word we can use. Plantation. No. White people owning plantations not going to be a good thing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's bad.
Reservations are definitely not for white people.
No, because we took them from Native Americans, and fucking they still have reservations, and they don't get what they need, and I am sorry.
Yeah, so I think commune is probably the closest to the white hippie thing that we're aiming for.
Can you please edit out some of the shit that I said?
Well,
we can still talk about it, but
so. Well, briefly, all right, we'll come back to the, man, we're just jumping all over the place.
I'm okay with it.
I think we're going to call this episode the trampoline, just of course we're jumping all over everything.
Having dreams.
So we'll come back to adapting love languages or whatever.
Okay.
But the other day you mentioned concern about a term that you had used and, you know, trying to figure out a way, and I don't mean to throw you on the spot. We can.
No, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it because I know that there's things that's not okay. That's
right. Well, so like this, that little thing, the reservation, commune, plantation, that brought it to mind.
It shows my ignorance. Like,
right.
And I'm not offended by that because I'm literally not thinking it through all the way until someone tells me.
Right. Well, and you know, I think it definitely refers back to the privilege thing.
Yeah.
You know, for us, they're just words. They don't carry weight like they do for the people who are directly impacted or live there or their ancestors live there, whatever. So I totally get it. And if communes, you know, has some kind of connotation that we are unaware of, please let us know and we will work on that. But so more poignantly, the few episodes back, you said gypped, and that upset you. And I think gypped's one of those words, and sorry for repeating the word, but
should we just say like the G? Never mind. Okay, we'll just
No, I feel you. Sure. Works for me. So that word that starts with a G and refers to gypsies.
Yeah, I was gonna say we can say it once and then we can just say
right.
Refer to the word.
It's such a commonplace word that it doesn't carry the social weight that the N word does or the R word does. Mm-hmm. So people don't know. They don't think about it like, oh, I got J or G word.
And the thing is, like when I say that to me, I'm thinking J-I like P-P-E-D, like you got like a chunked a piece off of a block, like you got like chipped, like
right.
It's literally what my brain did growing up. It literally took something that was not okay and like normalized it and like changed it. But I didn't see it that way. And then I Googled it and I was like, oh.
Well, maybe normalized isn't the right word, but like you created an explanation for a word that you heard but did not know what it meant, and it was commonplace. So you just said, oh, it must mean this.
Right,
I don't think it was like, I'm aware of this, but I'm going to rationalize my abuse of the word.
Right.
So I don't feel like you should, I mean, what do I know? But I personally don't feel like you should feel shame for it, only to instead know that it's something you have to work on. And I, you know, there's plenty of words that I do the same thing. Like I still catch myself using the R word, you know, more frequently than I want to. And it's not like common, but like I'll say it and be like, ugh, asshole. Just to myself.
I have coworkers that say it and I don't really feel like I'll like the doctor sometimes I'll be like, that's not okay. Don't say that.
Right.
But like when coworkers say it over and over, or like the manager, like I don't want to be like, don't say that. Don't say that. I don't know. Like, it should be implied. Like, I've already gotten on that one person.
Sure.
And I just, sometimes I feel bad. Like, am I supposed to jump in and defend it every time I hear it? Or
Right.
Where do I stand with it? It's kind of confusing and stressful, and I feel like an asshole because I'm like, am I technically saying it too by not saying anything?
Right. Is it a guilty by association? And it's, you know, silence is violence kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Which I have confused feelings on, but I don't have a place. I don't feel like my opinion on them matters very much. So, given my privilege and social stratus.
Yeah.
If we say something like the G word or the R word or the N word, which if one of us ever uses the N word, just stop listening to the show.
Yeah, we're done. Things have changed. We're probably pieces of shit.
Yeah, we'll hang up everything and walk away from it.
Yeah, that's never something that accidentally slips out of my mouth.
No.
I proudly will say that as never, that will not accidentally come out ever.
Yeah. But if we ever say something and you're like, hey, maybe they don't know what that means, feel free to address it with us. We would request that you not be a jerk and aggressive. Be like, hey, do you know what that means? Because chances are we probably don't.
Yeah, you can educate without being a total piece of ass. Like,
right.
Like, piece of asshole, whatever. That's
same difference.
That's my phrase.
I mean, an asshole is a piece of the ass.
This is true. But like you can educate without being a piece of shit.
Right.
Like I'm just the example I'm gonna use, not even care, is on Ryan's page recently. She like had addressed something, like said something that had offended someone.
Mm-hmm.
And like they pretty much posted an article and were like, read this. And then Ryan was like, I'm so sorry. I edited the post. And then they were like, not well enough. And then there's other people that were like, you shouldn't do that. Why? Blah, blah, blah. It makes me so frustrated because you can educate and reach out. Like clearly these people don't follow her page and don't know who she is and realize that she's disabled and for inclusion and fights for all these things, but doesn't realize the childhood nickname that her sister has had for the last 20 some years
right.
is not okay.
And it, you know, I think it goes back to the G word / the J word for you and the association with chipped, chipped with CH.
Mm-hmm.
For her, that word was, it's a different word, not the G word. The M word referring to little people. Is little people the right word?
I think for some. I think it just depends on what, just ask.
Like, gotcha.
I think that's the proper, more accepted term
right.
as of now. And again, if it's not, or if that's, you know, please tell us.
Right. But yeah, so like for her, like growing up, you know, in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and it was her little sister who was very small, and that was just the word that was used for those folks, and it just stuck, and it wasn't malicious, it wasn't mean, it was just that's the word she knew for it, and I, you know, she, trust me, if you have been around Ryan for 30 seconds, you know that she is queer as fuck, disabled, and loves unconditionally everyone who gives her a reason to exist. Or wait, that sounded wrong. She's fucking wonderful and is so full of love and has no aggressive, active prejudices that I have ever encountered.
No.
So, and you know, that's the kind of goal. That's what I strive to do, is strive to have. And so, to go after someone like that, or, you know, one of us or anything, like always, you know, try to give the benefit of the doubt. If somebody says something, you know, you can ask them, be like, hey, you know, what's up? Do you know what that is? So as a manager in a business, like one of the biggest things that I ever learned was praise in public, scorn in private.
So important.
Right. Because if you shit on somebody in front of everybody else, the number one most likely response you're going to get is aggressive backlash.
Or me walking out after being there for 3 days.
Right.
I did that after she cussed at me in front of everyone in the kitchen, confusing me with another server, and then put her hand in my face and said, ah, you go back out there and do your job.
So I quit. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah.
Fuck them. So. Don't let anyone fucking treat you that way. Never, ever accept that.
Right. So yeah, just more flies with honey. You know, be good to people. But you should always, you know, work to, like I said, praise in public and scorn in private. You will absolutely gain more ground. And I have seen my own mistakes in lack of understanding or knowledge in business evolve and become a better manager through, you know, private one-on-one, like, hey, you're messing this up. You need to change this, adapt that, better than if my, you know, the owner of the business I run, like, would come in and just shit on me in front of everybody. Like, that would not have gone well, because it's going to undermine the authority of the person that, you know, like somebody who has a public platform, like Ryan, for instance, shitting all over them publicly is not helping her grow. It's making her feel bad and lessening the impact that she has on people who look to her as an authority on what is, you know, like as a representative. So I think that, you know, as long as we always go to people with a good heart and grace and patience. And I understand that that's not always possible. Like, you can't go up to some right-wing QAnon conspiracy theory nut job and be like, hey, you know what? I don't really like the term that you use the F word for gay people. Like, that's not chill. Because they're not going to listen. Some people are just vicious. But if somebody is, like, open to being corrected and learning, grace is absolutely going to score you a lot more points than trying to shit down their throat.
Speaking of Instagram platforms.
Oh, yeah.
There's something on my list I want to talk about.
Okay. Jumping on the trampoline again.
Where the fuck did Molly Margaret go? Where's Molly Margaret?
Well, I mean,
what's wrong with Molly Margaret turned into where the fuck did Mary Mar? God damn it. Molly Margaret, go. Actually, I know where she went, and I'm sad, but proud of her, respect her, but
on a semi-permanent hiatus, it seems.
I feel so, and I'm very sad. I become very sad, and I know, I guess it's not really my place to entirely have an opinion, but I have one, so I'm just going to say it. If someone has, this person had built this huge, huge platform that had helped so many people. And, like, for example, I have a good friend that told me that her page, just the things that she posts and what she learned from Molly Margaret, she literally said it fundamentally changed her life. And I wish that when people have such huge platforms that help so many people, like, I understand her mentally needing to quit or step away, but I really wish that maybe there's a way to pass it on to someone else, or at least in a way have someone else to keep going with it, or I don't know. It just makes me sad, because maybe it's the universe telling me that I need to fucking learn on my own. I don't know. Like, I'm not already.
Right. I don't think all idols die at some point.
I hope I didn't sound like a complete asshole, because I'm actually so happy for her, because she basically found the love of her life and, like, got married but not married. I don't know what it is, but it's a legal thingy, and they did it. And then she was like, sorry, I'm leaving. And everyone was, like, crying.
Right.
And then she, instead of leaving the page up, just deleted it. It's gone. She can't even go back and look at the things and... Which is, she has every right to do that, but...
It's okay to mourn the loss of something that was important to you, I think.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You've never lost a thing in your life, now.
Do you want to talk about that?
You talk about whatever you want, darling. We're just jumping around on a trampoline today.
I wonder what they think, what they know in our lives right now. I wonder what people think. I wonder what people truly think what I do and who I'm with, like, and what my life is. Considering at the beginning of the podcast, my life is actually very different than what it was when we started this podcast.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
Things have definitely changed. I've, like, kind of mentioned it, but not, like, super obviously. But if people aren't stupid, then they'll know that I am getting divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And freedom. Freedom.
I'm no longer with my husband, my ex-husband. For reasons, and it's, yeah. You might listen to this and oops. But
he was there, he knew what went down.
This is true.
I mean, we don't have to go through all the gory details, but no. Yeah, he's it's not like we're saying anything he's not aware of.
Nope.
But yeah, so.
I have some newfound freedom.
Hell yeah.
Basically moved back to my hometown and my happy little house.
I have which we're in here. Currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We're in my living room.
Yep.
It's exciting. It's adorable.
And I'm so glad the dogs are quietly laying in the other room and not chirping loudly.
They actually make dinosaur screeches, but
at least dinosaurs were just birds, or birds are dinosaurs.
Mm, and spicy. Arwen, if it thunders, Arwen barks at the ceiling if it's thundering. Like, she barks at the clouds, at the thunder. Why? Like, what?
She's talking to God.
She seems pretty pissed.
I'm trying to sleep, God. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Who are you? Show yourself. Oh my God, I love that dog so fucking much.
Arwen is just Pi.
She's amazing.
From Life of Pi.
I love her so much. cute things.
Do you have something else on your list, or you want to go back to where we started, or either way, it's good with me.
Your turn. I don't know what the fuck this is. We're just, we can take clips from it, we can do whatever.
I say we just release it.
Oh God, okay, well, who can cares? Edit out some of the crickets that they're in my mind that you can't hear, okay, anyway.
I'm like, crickets, what are you talking about there, darling?
So, actually, speaking of crickets, we're just bouncing all over the fucking place. You know that story I just told you a little bit earlier about how I have a friend that messaged me and was like, what's on your mind?
Yep.
So I have a friend that I value very deeply. Them and their partner are very good friends of ours. At least, you know, mine and Mandy now. And anyways, so we're thinking about visiting them the first week in December because Mandy's family is in the little vicinity. So, you know, if people have social distance and tested and whatever, we'll probably, you know, might get together. And we hadn't talked about it for a little bit. And then they messaged me one day and said, what's on your mind? And keep in mind, this person is a writer. They're very poetic. They're very, I don't know. I thought when they asked me that, they were literally, tell me what's on your mind right now.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. I don't ever do this. I'm going to be straight up. Tell them what exactly on my mind in this moment. And I sent them just a nice little blip. And then they responded to, they said, don't pretend like you can't write poetry, please. And then they said, but I was talking about the visit in December. And I was like, why am I like this? I hate myself.
You gotta stop saying that.
I don't actually, but I hate when I do those things. It's so embarrassing. I know that they don't care, but I like told them something like I hadn't really told anyone. Like,
yeah. You felt vulnerable and you felt safe and you said something. There's nothing to feel shameful about there.
Yeah.
So don't hate yourself. You're not stupid. You didn't do anything wrong.
Cool. Do you want to know what it was?
I mean, if you want to share, you say whatever you want to say.
Yeah. So I'm realizing that there's things that I like do compulsively that mm-hmm. I've never really told anyone or talked about. Like, I have noticed very often I compulsively count how many times I chew my food.
Okay.
I compulsively count, like, the, Jesus Christmas. What is it like when syllables, when a word has a syllable?
Mm-hmm.
It's like syllable has three,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, syllable. Like,
sometimes I will.
Syllable.
Yes, that. Yep. Sometimes I will compulsively count how many syllables in a phrase.
Interesting.
Or like count. And I used to do this thing. I just remembered. Oh my God. I feel psycho. I used to, if I would hear a phrase or something and I would count the words on my hand until I could touch all five fingers. Like, I would count it until that, like, I would count the words on the phrase and I'd end, like, on the second finger. And every time I would count, I would end up back on another finger. And then I would finally get all five. I've never told anybody that.
Interesting.
And now I'm telling the world.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
My chest feels kind of tight.
It's anxiety.
My heart rate's 103 right now.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty chill. But my body's doing a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, my body's trying to tell me to do a thing. But my medicine and my other medicine is keeping me from not doing the thing.
There is a battle in your brain chemistry.
Yeah. But I brought that up to my therapist and she said, okay.
Right.
She was like, all right. Does that affect how you live your life? And I was like, no. And she was like, then who cares?
Exactly.
I was like, huh. Okay. Like, I had, like, kind of struggled with that for a little bit.
Right.
And then realized, oh, and the other thing is, like, for most of the time, I always have music playing in my head. I always will have, like, music. I always have a phrase or a line or something over caught in my head over and over. Like, it's always something. It's, like, never silence.
Sure.
Like, there's never silence. There's always, and I know a lot of people get ringing. But what I said to my friend was that how about the fact that even when it's silent, I still hear ringing, but like how I compared my ringing, how it pulsates is like hearing crickets in a silent night.
Mm.
Like how it's silent, but you hear the crickets like, you know, kind of, that's like kind of what I hear sometimes, but it's like ringing. And
interesting.
And sometimes I feel like it's crickets in my brain, like, because that's more pleasant than ringing or
right.
Tinnitus or whatever. I think that's what you call it. Is it tinnitus? Yeah. Like the ringing? Yeah.
Hey, friends.
Sweet angel babies.
I don't know if you've ever tried to start a podcast before, but there are so many options out there and it can be hard to choose. But when we found Buzzsprout, we knew we had a winner.
We didn't need any special gear when we got started. Our phones and a simple audio editor that automatically came on our computers had us up and running. Buzzsprout is so easy to work with, and they've even helped us connect to sponsors.
No matter if you're doing the show alone or with a great co-host like I have, a partnership with Buzzsprout is definitely a great addition to the team. They're passionate about helping you grow on practically every platform that hosts podcasts.
And you get a free professional website so your listeners can easily find all the show notes and links they need. Plus, the analytics that we've been getting back from our show are so helpful. We get to see where our angel babies are, and believe it or not, some of you are international, which is pretty rad.
If you sign up, you get a reward. A $20 Amazon gift card, though some of us think they're the devil.
And when you sign up for a paid subscription, we get a kickback that helps us keep on the lights and the episodes coming. So what's stopping you? Go to bootyinthebiblebelt.com to find the link to start your podcast now. You never know who needs to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, because Tannis is a podcast. That's actually a place, but if you guys like weird sci-fi stuff, you should check out Tannis. That's a really interesting podcast that I'm still not sure if is fake or real. It's from the same people that did Fairies that I showed you.
Oh, I like that one. Dude, that was a good one.
Still, then that's another one. I can't tell if it's fake or real. Honest to fucking God, cannot tell. Kind of creeps me out, but it's totally awesome.
All about the fae.
Yeah.
I love fairies so fucking much. I have a book. I gotta find it. I have a book about the fae, and wow, we're all over the place. Just jumping. Yeah, I have a book. I'm OCD and psycho, but I have a book about fairies.
Speaking of fairies and elves and stuff, did you see Alice's? You know, you're not on Twitter. Uh-uh. Alice just did a new little clip, and she posted some teasers where she had like elf ears and was doing this like whole cute little fairy fae thing. It was really yummy.
Yummy. Yeah, sometimes depending on my mood, like being BPD, getting real, real, real here.
BPD?
I have borderline personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
Which does not mean split personality disorder. It doesn't mean multiple personality disorder. It just means
everything, like, you know, you have feelings, everything that you feel. I feel the same, but I feel it 100 times more.
Gotcha.
I feel it so intensely.
It's always clicking up into the red.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always, like, I feel, like, I remember one time, like, just wondering if, I wonder if people feel, like, physically feel what I feel.
Right.
Like, and, like, when you hear that phrase, you think of it as it being surface, like.
No, it's visceral.
But I'm like, I wonder if people feel like I feel.
Sure.
On the inside. Like, do they feel the same feeling? And I know I'm just repeating it over and over, but it's just like, that's the only way to really get it and think about it.
It's hard to articulate. Well, it's like that, the photo shoot that I did a couple years ago, the anxiety one where I was, you know, like it was all dark background. So I did this, I'm a photographer if you didn't know. But I did this photo shoot. It was, when it was at the height, like when I first got diagnosed, had to kind of like come to terms with my weight loss and my health was really shitty and I was having cardiac issues and feeling lots of anxiety. So I did this photo shoot where it was like a black backdrop and everything.
I see it in my head right now.
Yeah. Like there was a very like direct spotlight, very heavy, like dark shadows and highlights and everything.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you. But there was manifested like outwardly the painful kind of like want to rip my flesh off kind of intensity of it. And I feel like that's kind of what you live through every single day.
Yeah. And saying that, going back to what Alice posts, sometimes I fucking love seeing my friends, like fucking I want to cheer them on. Then sometimes like I have to hide their stuff. I can't look at it because it makes me feel bad. Makes me feel bad about myself. Makes me feel like I can't do that. That wouldn't look right at me, or I couldn't do that same thing. And I know it's so fucking stupid and silly because I can do whatever the fuck you want and so can you and you and you and you and fucking you and yes, I'm talking to you. Can fucking do whatever you want. Like, if you want to fucking put on some lingerie and model, if you want to put on a little Faye Elf costume and dance to, you know, on a pole to Jingle Bells, like, you should be able to fucking do it and tinkle all the way. Thank you.
Yes. We'll get you there.
Yeah.
We keep talking about that photo shoot. We just...
I know.
One day when we have a day off, I'm going to start planning. And like, it's probably going to have to wait till spring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's too cold.
Mm-mm. I'm not trying to make you get half naked in the woods and...
have a CVS like, tag.
Yeah. Because it's like 4 degrees.
And I'll be like twitching on the ground. Like,
right. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yes, yes. The camera's eating it up.
And I'm like, no, no, my electrolytes. I can't move my arms. Oh, you hear my shoulder pop?
That was that's a new thing. Did you want to talk about that or?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Why not?
So anybody who's who listened to Ryan's episode will have some backstory, like a brief backstory or a brief understanding rather of.
Yep. So over the last 2, I guess maybe 3, how long? I guess I've been dealing with CVS, I guess about 3 years now in January. And that's
sounds about right.
A fraction of the amount of time that so many other people have dealt with it. And it's interesting because with cyclic vomiting syndrome, I think back, like when I was a child, I might have said this in my last year's holiday little blip that we did. When I was a child, I puked a lot as like a kid, right. Like 4 or 5, like threw up all the time. Like my parents had to keep extra clothes at the elementary school for me because I also got spontaneous nosebleeds. I'd just be reading a book and be like, hello, blood everywhere, whatever. It's fucking ridiculous. And then I kind of grew out of it, but still had like these intense, crazy, awful stomach problems. And then like within like about 3 years ago, like literally I remember it was a weekend in January where I started throwing up and it's like it never fucking stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out where I was going with that. But.
Does it relate to the new diagnosis
or
possible diagnosis?
It does. Yes. Because of what I went through the last few years, I basically lost like 80 pounds or whatever, like dropped it really fast. I lost like 30 pounds like within a couple months, like 6 weeks. It was very, very bad. So my shoulders. Ever since I was a kid, I have been able to like
crack and pop and do this crazy stuff with my shoulders. Like, they've always popped, like, in and out of socket and whatever. And I attributed it to, like, I always had an excuse for it. Like, I always thought there was a reason why it did that. Like, I never got, like, a bunch of breaks or anything, but I also, like, wasn't super active. Like, I did horseback riding and had a bunch of falls and stuff, which is why, like, my back fucking hurts, because I had a horrible horse accident when I was 14, and then it's like I could never walk the same way again.
Right.
So I always thought it was like, oh, it's that time I fell off the horse, or the time my gym bag hooked on the door at school and pulled me back and pulled my arm out of socket. But realizing now that that's probably not exactly the case.
Right.
Because I was referred to the orthopedic doctor from my primary doctor after finally getting an appointment, finally getting to see her, and talking about my shoulders and talking about the instability in my hips and my knees, and also now my wrist. It was my right wrist, now it's my left wrist. Like, I fucking fall. Like, I'll try and push myself up and they'll kind of collapse. And I was telling the orthopedic doctor about that. We took x-rays of my shoulders, and I basically have, like, no muscle around my shoulder at all. Like, so there's nothing to keep it in place. So my shoulder is just in and out of socket. Like, so I got to do physical therapy, build up muscle to fucking keep my shoulder back in its place. And I'm just telling her about the stuff that's going on, and she looks at me and she's like, yeah, so there's these different, like, genetic, like, hypermobile, like, things. And there's this thing, you know, have you heard of this thing called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome? I didn't say a fucking word. I just, like, was like, mm-hmm. Like, I just kind of, like, and I had said nothing about it because, like, honestly, that has been one of my biggest fucking fears, is having a doctor tell me that I have EDS.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's okay. It's intense. It's okay to feel intensely about it.
And, like, I don't want the attention, like.
Sure, no.
And it's a part of me is, like, I feel like I'm trying to take attention from Ryan, but it's not, like,
no.
That's the, in therapy we talk about, that's imposter syndrome. Like,
right, right.
I don't actually think, I'm like, I'm not actually sick, I'm fine today, and then I fucking throw up the next day, like. But, like, then her telling me, like, yeah, there's these things, this thing called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you know, with looking at your x-rays and with it being both your hips and this and that. And but she pretty much was like, well, with physical therapy for your shoulders, we'll just, you know, work on your hips, too, and just work on building muscle and just go from there. But, and then I get, like, a letter from, like, my primary care doctor that I had popped negative or popped positive for, like, the autoimmune panel, which is a new thing that I had never heard of before, because apparently insurance used to never cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do it, and now they do.
Cool.
So I was positive for the autoimmune, which I was, like, borderline, but it could be a false positive. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
But though it makes sense, because that falls in the stupid, like, lupus category and shit like that. Like, also, like, there's issues like things that are embarrassing for me. Like, I have, like, skin knees basically that won't heal. Like, I know that sounds, like, gross, but it's just, like, because I'm on my knees at work and doing things, and I just, like,
see. Brown, get, chicken, brown, can. Yeah, no, that, not that kind of work?
No.
Okay.
No. I was new. I knew you were going to do that.
I had to make you laugh. Oh,
my God, I had to lay on top of a fucking dog today. Let me fucking tell you what, I won't lay on you, asshole.
You really shouldn't call your clients dogs. They're paying clients. Call them Johns. I'm just kidding. Bells is not a sex worker. she'd make a killing at it, but she's
really?
Not.
Would I?
No, because I haven't been trying to get in your pants for years now. Like, nobody wants to fuck you, Bells. Jesus.
See, that's the problem. People only want to fuck me.
Well, stop being so goddamn hot.
Thank you.
Our brains just turn off. They're like, I gotta get some.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's gross, but brains are gross. I'm sorry.
Brains are gross. Have you ever seen them up close? Because I haven't.
I haven't, no, not in, like, real life.
No, I haven't either.
Anyway. I don't really want to. I mean, the pictures I've seen, like, a big squiggly noodle blob. No, I'm good.
No, I think that would be
It's like
bad.
Overinflated ramen.
We should cut this part out.
Probably.
Yeah. So, back to and relating the EDS thing, because I had lost so much weight, like 80 pounds, and I had dealt with malnutrition and my bones and my joints being shit, it basically exacerbated. Is that the right word?
Exacerbated.
Exacerbated. I'm a toddler. Brain it fog. Basically made it so much worse. that would have over time, you know, but it just sped it up like really fast. Right. And now they're much worse. Like my hips, I'm walking and my right hip is popping out of socket. Like I'm walking and my left, I'll get pain shooting up through my left hip and like, but like ass, like sciatica. Like
mm-hmm.
I'll like turn my neck and then like it's like a, feels like someone stabs me and it tingles and burns. Like
right.
My fucking, you know, it's just like I yawned earlier and my jaw like popped. I'm like, the shit is that? Like, that's new. I feel that's the second time in my life I've ever heard my jaw do that.
Sounds like a party.
No.
Except that nobody wants to go to.
Exactly.
You know what kind of party it is? Thanksgiving at your aunt's house.
Oh,
fuck holidays, man. Fuck all the holidays. Except Halloween, because that's dope.
Merry Christmas. I like the lights. It's great. Fuck you.
Nah, fuck the lights, too. I said what I said, Bales. I said it.
I just don't like the carolers. I still want to throw food at them. I won't. Because I'm broke and I need to eat that.
Yeah.
I will not, but please don't come to my door singing to me.
You know, carolers are not... I mean, you know, teach their own, but I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum, but...
It's awkward. Like, how long do I stand there? Do I tip them? Do I say, like, good night? Do I just go back in when I'm done? Like, do they decide when they're done? Like, who? What? What is this?
I just say bah humbug. It's like, I'm not going to stand here with my door open unless you're paying my electric bill. And I sure as hell ain't coming out there in the frigid ass cold. So, deuces. Thanks for playing. Bye bye.
They're like, yeah. Oh, no. No. And I just shut the curtains. No.
I think caroling was great back in the day when like communities actually were communities, but now the, in a, like a global community that we live in, like don't fucking go to somebody's house unannounced.
Yeah.
People are scared.
It's terrifying. Do you know what? I fucking scramble and have to hide shit.
Right. I mean, like when you have 500 different ways to contact me and you just show up at my house, bet something's wrong. Something gonna be wrong.
My nephew showed up at the door the other day. Well, he's like 13. Shit. I don't know. Whatever. And I was gonna pet sit for them, but I was asleep. It's like 11 a.m. And like they have a code door thingy, but in case it dies, they give me a key too. So my sister, they're gonna go to Georgia or something. And so like I just hear like someone knocking on my door. And I'm like, the fuck? I like, get up. And I'm like, you're knocking and knocking. And I fucking run to the door. Like, I had a bunch of shit and fucking throw a blanket over myself. And it's like my good thing. Like, I don't wear a bra or anything. I'm half naked. So I have a blanket over me. And I'm like, oh, hey. I'm like, sorry, I'm sleeping. He's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. I need to get up. Awkward. Hopefully you didn't see me hide the thing. Anyways.
Okay. Let's take a big bounce and go back.
Okay.
Before all of the tirades.
Okay. Which we'll probably cut out a bunch of.
Yeah, probably.
Like the one I just told that was clearly necessary.
Man, we gotta stop recording at like 10 o'clock.
Are you that tired?
Yeah, dude. I'm an old man.
I'm tired, but like my mind is like,
nah.
That's why I was like, yo, Pierce, wanna come over?
And I was like, yeah, cool. We can do that.
There's still plenty of things to talk about, though. But yes. We don't have to do it. We can go back to what you were going to go back to.
Yeah, well, I think some of these definitely need bigger episodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe this can be like a preview thing, and they can be like, expand on this. I did actually ask on my Instagram, you can talk about your thing. I'm going to see if anyone said anything they wanted us to talk about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, back to the whole kind of like adapting love languages. I noticed that I was a huge hypocrite, or am a huge hypocrite, because like I know I've brought this episode up like 50 times, and it wasn't really the goal to talk about it tonight, but it was just like, oh shit, like I'm gonna bring it up because I really want to talk to my partners about this and be like, hey, will you please do this for me? You know, tell me how much you miss touching me, and kind of like, I appreciate when my pals say, I miss you. I miss you too. Please be more specific. What do you miss? Tell me what would be nice for you to experience? What would you like to do to me? Like, but I don't
communicate.
Right. And I'm so scared to do it because I don't want to be that needy guy. That's like my biggest thing. Like, I am so afraid of being needy and scaring my pals off.
I feel that because I have scared plenty away.
Right. So that's like, I wanted to be like, well, if I talk about it on the podcast and then they hear it, then they can be like, but then I'm going to have the awkward conversation of like, well, yeah, I was just too scared. Babe, you can be totally honest with me. Yeah, I know, but like, I didn't want to feel like a bird. And then it's just going to be that thing back and forth. So like, I don't know. I'm fucked if I do, fucked if I don't, whatever. But yeah, so I encourage you, while acknowledging my own hypocrisy, to talk to your people or find some way to put it out there. Make a passive aggressive post, or not passive aggressive, passive whiny on the Instagrams or whatever platform hasn't kicked everybody off this week for being themselves. Topic for another day, I suppose. Make your note. But yes, so that's definitely one. Gift giving, I think, is a huge one for a lot of people, like wanting to buy their partner sweet nothings. So I hope she doesn't hear this before it arrives, but I was thinking about one of my pals that's out west, and I bought her some tea. She really likes lemon balm tea, so I got some skullcap from that local spot.
Oh, that's
so nice. I should ship out today or tomorrow. Because she really likes lemon balm. She's like, it puts me to sleep like really quickly, and I have the trippiest fucking dreams every time.
It's so yummy.
So I'm like, oh, you should try the skullcap, and I mentioned it a while ago.
Ooh, and you did fucking kava kava.
Yeah, there's kava kava in it, and lavender, and lemon balm, and it's a gnarly blend.
Open that shit.
Yep.
Oh, I miss making, like, I want to go fucking, but you can't fucking use a scoop and come in, you can't make your own teas anymore, you can't, like, I could, but I would have to order and do the, a garden, and I'm struggling with that. My plants are blooming, but I don't know what's happening.
Oh, man, my sweet potato plant. Oh, I got my fingers crossed on
that
guy.
Baby sweet potato plant. Yeah. I forgot.
He's I transplanted two of the things, but two of the shoots. But yeah, somebody ate them.
I need new glasses. They're too big for my face. Do you see what keeps happening?
I do. That little sound that you're hearing is Belle's glasses rubbing against the microphone.
I'm like, what the? Oh, that's me.
So gift giving can be, you know, if you're doing some online shopping and you see something, like you can just ship it directly to their place, which I think is a great option. Like you don't have to like buy and hand deliver it. You know, your gift giving doesn't have to be directly in person, which I'm sure that one's pretty obvious for people. Like, oh, I saw this on Amazon and bada bada bing. Although Amazon's the devil. Don't buy it.
I swear to shit, I was about to like be like, but as the hypocrite of Amazon Prime lover myself, really, really need to support small businesses right now, guys. Like, guys, pals, folks, like, we really need to support our small businesses. There are people that have not worked since March, and there are people closing their fucking doors because they can't do it anymore.
Yeah. It sucks.
It's going to be a hard transition because I'm a piece of shit and like getting stuff brought to me in 2 days to my doorstep.
Right. Well, it's also like, I mean,
I could just wait a week. It's not a big deal.
For us liberal snowflakes who totally believe that COVID is a real and dangerous thing, it's scary to go to the fucking store.
Yeah.
It just is. Like, I'm sorry. I want to buy. Look, the teas I bought were local. And I'm very gracious that they have invested in the infrastructure of a great website that is very functional and fluid. But if they didn't have that bet, I would have been ordering from some online conglomerate.
Yeah.
Just because you get what you can get from where you can get it. Fucking toilet paper right now. Like, why? I got to say this. I got to say it on a public platform. Coronavirus is a respiratory virus. You don't need 5,000 goddamn rolls of toilet paper. Share the wealth with people.
Actually, it causes really bad diarrhea in some cases.
In enough cases to justify everybody in the goddamn world buying 500 rolls of toilet paper and stocking up on it like it's the goddamn apocalypse.
No, but as a person that has regularly shit their brains out before, regularly, sure. Sometimes you need some extra.
Right. But how many of the people that are hoarding that shit? Like,
I'm not actually for taking all the toilet paper, by the way. Right. I'm just being the devil's advocate because fuck those people. Please don't do that.
Buy a bidet. Folks, I bought a bidet. It's the greatest thing I've ever invested in. It was $70 and my asshole has never been this whistly clean. I'm just saying. I'm not inviting you to eat it, but you could. It's a beautiful investment.
Are these one of the things that you want your partners to do? No.
I don't like my butthole touched. I can touch and play with my asshole all day and love it. But as soon as anybody else touches it, I'm just like, nope. It's a control thing. Can't handle it. No, thank you. Bells is dying. She's laughing so hard she can't breathe and isn't making any sounds. So that's why there is silence on her microphone right now.
I'm thinking about the show that you talked about where she's late to her wedding because she finds the...
Oh, yes! You're the worst. That show is so good. But yeah, for real, motherfucking bidets, they're great. Come on over, try it out.
Someone sponsor us.
Yeah.
Bidet company, I will totally sell the shit out of that.
Somebody.
I mean, you want your asshole to be nice and clean. Right? Unless you're... I don't know, whatever. Like, I want stuff to be clean down there. Like,
and there's a gift that keeps on giving. You can buy that for a partner who you can't be in contact with.
I guess,
be like, hey, every time that water squirts you in the asshole, just think of it as my tongue licking you or something. I don't know.
No.
Sure, why not?
No.
Let me spit on that asshole, girl.
I'm just thinking someone trying to, like, imagine, like...
Just, like, tape a little picture of your partner's head to the spigot and just their mouth open and shh, right into your asshole.
I have something else I want to talk about. Not that I'm trying to get out of talking about your asshole, which...
No, I mean, that's... For you. I think we've covered enough of my asshole.
That's fabulous.
Or anybody else's.
So... In one of the earlier episodes, it's jumping on topic again. We talk about he's talking about touching yourself. You said that you could play with your asshole all day, and it's just fine. But you don't want someone else to do it.
Sure.
Like I
thought you didn't want to talk about my asshole anymore.
I'm not
You brought it up again. Like we changed the subject, and then you brought it up.
Trying to show you how the show is flowing, and not actually the trampoline.
Don't hurt me.
Anyway.
I think she's going to stab me with a pen, guys.
In one of the earlier episodes, I talk about how like we want to encourage people to touch yourself and to masturbate and to really know your body, know what you like, know what you feel. That way you can communicate with your partner. And I say, find your good spot and then touch all over it.
Yep.
Well, I say that phrase because roughly about 10 years ago when I was like 18 in college working at that school... Again, earlier episodes, that one.
Yep.
I was working in a diner, and I had a very, very good friend that also went to that school. And growing up, even though she was very Christian at the time, her mother still taught her that she should touch herself. Because her mom said, what her mom would say was, you should find your good spot, that way you can tell them where to find it.
Right.
And I remember we were like in Walmart, and she told me that. I'm like, what?
It's hard to give directions on a map you've never seen before. Wait, did I just come up with that? I don't know.
That's a good one.
Thanks. I think I'm not going to claim credit for it, but
what did you say? Repeat that. I'm gonna
write that. It's hard to give directions on a map you've never seen before.
It's hard to give directions on a map you've never seen before. Cool. Okay.
It's a good song. I dig it. On a map you've never seen
before. I know. I was just like listening to the
Just the little scribble scrawbles?
ASMR. I'm just kidding. Totally cut that out. Anyway, but yeah. But
ASMR. Yeah. Yeah. We should just do the rest of the podcast in ASMR voices. No. Okay.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. I said that because I always think about my friend, and I'm saying this because, hold on, I'm getting to it. My bad. Because my friend back about 10 years ago said, "No, find a good spot and touch all over it." And I didn't start doing any of that until I was like, you know, roughly 18-ish or so. And anyway, so, you know, time goes by and you did college and whatever, and you know, this person went back up north and then ended up going to a different country to teach English. So, I mean, things change, you know, we kind of like talk a little bit on Instagram here and there, whatever. I had posted something about doing podcast writing and my cat wouldn't leave me alone. She's like, meow, give me attention. And this friend, who I haven't really known very closely for a long time, was like, oh, you have a podcast? What?
My cat's giving you the devil eyes.
No, that one's obsessed with me.
Whatever. It's creeping me out.
She did smack my bun the other day. I was offended. My hair. I guess it waved in her face. Anyway.
Yes.
This friend was like, you have a podcast? And I was like, honestly, really nervous and hesitant to give it to her at first because I was worried that she was still very religious and Christian. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like struggled with it, but I was like, nope, just fucking do it. Like, there's no reason that she can't, you know, should not, like, I think you should share it and you'll be open. And so I sent it to her and I was like, just a heads up, you know, a co-host and the topics and things are going to be pretty anti-Christian and religion sometimes.
From, like, the church.
No, 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 we're not doing that. Sir, anyway.
I'm burn the church.
Uh-huh. No, No, no. 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 Anyway. What the f- stop? Anyway, so this person, I sent the podcast to her. And she was like, oh, that won't bother me at all. I'm actually, Leo, not really Christian anymore. And I'm currently in a deconstruction process of my, you know, being religious. And I was like, oh, like my jaw like was dropped like on the floor. I was shocked. And then I realized I told Mandy earlier that I need to stop fucking judging people. I have not really known this person very well for several years. For like 10 years. Like, not. So it doesn't matter. Long time. Long time. Maybe not 10, but whatever. 9, 10. But I still assumed they were like that. And I was wondering how many people still assume I'm like that and don't approach me or get to know me or whatever because they remember, like, what I was like when I was, like, 17, 18.
Right.
You know, or, you know, 19, 20, whatever, you know, ish before I really broke away. But, and it was so, my mind was blown that this person was like, nope. Doesn't bother me at all. And then they like had listened to the podcast for a while and got back to me and they were like, everything I've listened to so far is I love it. And I was like kind of shocked and really, it was pretty rad. It was pretty cool. Like, and then she said that she would, you know, love to get together sometime. Well, I mean, I say get together. You know, she lives in like Mexico, so we're never going to get together. Right. But like, you know, video chat and like talk about, she was like, if you don't mind, I'd really like to talk to you about your deconstruction process of religion and whatnot. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I got excited because I was like, another person for the podcast. I mean, I got to ask her, but I'm sure she'd be okay with it. I don't know. I still need to not assume because, you know, you never know.
Nice.
Don't assume, we know what they say.
Right? Yep. No, I mean, definitely. So at work, there's a lot of my clients are from that school. So when some of them are not, and like the conversation kind of like divulges that either like directly or indirectly by the stuff they say, they're like, oh, okay, they're on my team. But they're stuck there. Anyway, I had a couple clients last night. We were actually talking about the show. So shout out to, I'll call you Stormy. Because if you're listening, you'll probably get that reference.
And I'm a piece of shit and was like, is there a friend named Sunny?
I wish, but it wasn't.
I'm so funny.
So ladies, it was great meeting you the other night. It was fun times.
Hi.
I hope you do decide to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm not an asshole. I'm actually nice.
If anybody's an asshole to the two of us, it's me, for sure.
I'm not an asshole in this. You make me be an asshole. But then I like still love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I still love you. Even though like there's been, well, you're not really an asshole to me, so.
Yeah, not often.
No, not really. Not really. You're pretty chill. You kind of like the same way, like pretty level in the way. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So what is, so your love language is, you told me, but
I
know it bounces around a little
bit. I'm not sure because how I feel changes so often right? All the time. Like, I feel like it's quality time.
In this moment, what would you?
Oh, in this moment, quality time, physical touch.
Okay. So let's pretend that Mandy was at school in California. How would you attempt to remedy those situations? Like anything, is it writing a letter? Is it FaceTiming? Is it setting up a date where you walk around your city simultaneously? Like, what would you want to do?
I'm kind of cheesy, like, sometimes. I do enjoy writing letters. Like, I think it's always fun when you get a letter still. Like, it's very personal.
Yeah.
So I would like letters. I mean, obviously we would video chat and figure out ways to do stuff, you know? I don't know. It's so hard to really imagine until I'm in that situation. Like, I feel like I'm very, like, even though I'm, like, still kind of lonely and, like, starving for attention and touch, too, because I'm just, it's been taken away from all of us. Like, I'm still so thankful and blessed to have Mandy, like, as a partner I can hug anytime, like, because we're with each other, like, all the time. So I can't, so I'm not really starved as some people.
Right.
But I miss being able to be myself.
Sure.
And just being the fucking fairy that gave anybody a hug if I didn't think you were creepy.
Right.
Like, I wish I could just be happy and jump on people when I saw them and hug them and give them a kiss on the cheek. Like, I wish I could do these things. Like, I want to love my friends.
Right.
I want to see them. I want to love them. Like, I want to, like, do things for them. Like, I like getting people presents when I'm able to, you know, I just,
sure.
Things that I wish I could do, like, so much more. I just want to see people. I just people. Just people. And yet.
So, damn, where was I going to go with that?
I don't know. It's too late for me to read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really not that late, but for two people that have worked all day, a little sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry. I just might eat this pretzel. Take a little sip, sip.
Well, I think we...
Quite a lot. Oh, I want to go there.
Is that Miami?
It's either Miami or California. Or just Las Vegas or Palm Springs?
Yes, that's Las Vegas because that is the MGM and then that is the...
I don't want to go there right now.
Then there's the fake Sky Needle.
It's just really pretty. I just want to go places. I think I just want to desire to go anywhere. Like, I would love, I fucking want to go to New York City so bad because my cousin lives there.
Right.
And New York is so beautiful during Christmas. I know you're like, fuck off, whatever. But.
No, I fucking love New York. I don't care what time of the year. I don't care what season. I don't care what weather.
I've only been there once and I want to go back so bad, but it's so dangerous right now.
Yeah.
And Savannah, my cousin said that, like, it's a hotspot again. More and more cases are popping up. Like I remember several months ago, like, my fucking cousin got real talk, like, get trampolini, and then we can kind of, like, come this to an end. Because, oh my god, you're like, want to go, don't you?
I'm fine with staying here, but I can't promise that I will be awake for another 20 minutes.
That's okay. I will try to wrap it up. But you made me forget what I was saying, so...
Your cousin was evacuated.
Okay. Real talk about fucking COVID. My cousin lives in New York City. Several months ago, when a lot of this was just starting, and I hope she's okay with me telling this. I'm sure she will be, but she had a roommate pass away, drop from a heart attack, COVID related, our age, like young, drop dead, like died.
Yeah.
And then her other roommate like tested positive. She was evacuated out of the state and had to live in a hotel room for like 2 fucking months. It was like 6 to 8 weeks. Like she was took so many negative, so many tests. They were like, keep quarantining, keep quarantining. Like, Jesus. She was literally in a fucking room by herself for weeks.
My conspiracy theory brain is spinning. Like, why if everybody has to quarantine for 2 weeks, why is she quarantining for 8?
Well, it's just because there was, like, it was, there was so, like, where she was, and this, there were so right. many in the contact, and at the time, like, again, that was months ago. At the time, right. they were still weren't really sure of True. The okay. full, like, entirely the period, so it had been, like, 2 weeks, and she tested negative, but they're like, keep going quarantining, we're gonna test you again, and...
Yeah, all right. Conspiracy theory brain's back asleep now.
Okay.
Now that I have information, because that's how that works, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I'm really fucking sick of people not taking this seriously, and I hate that I have good friends that are partying and being assholes.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. Like, they're not going to fucking stop until it directly affects them. And the reason why we are in this fucking mess is because people are selfish.
Mm-hmm.
My generation, my people, are the ones that are bringing us down. Come on.
For sure.
All right, angel babies.
Everyone have a wonderful night or day, whatever time you're doing your life.
This fucked up this. Episode of...
I know, right?
...is inebriated.
We're...
and talking about things.
When we make the intro, it'll be very funny to like just be like, all right, guys, bear with us.
So it's a big one. Yeah. It's a long one. It's a doozy.
So we'll end with buy our t-shirts, storefrontier.com/bootyinthebiblebelt. Find us on the gram at
bootyinthebiblebelt.
What's our email?
bootyitbb@gmail.com.
That's the one. And what can they send us at the email?
Whatever the hell you want. Just don't be a dick.
There you go.